discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life. And most importantly, in business. On Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee. The environment you put me in, greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with, greater than, greater than. The environment you put me in, greater than, greater than. The circumstances that I'm faced with, greater than. Yes, and your life counts, and enthusiasm definitely makes the difference. Hello, and welcome to the Sudden Eye Impact Show. I'm your host, Lee, coming to you from the DFW Metroplex. And on our show, we have fun together, we learn together, and we encourage one another. On the show, we discuss a variety of topics such as, but not limited to, personal responsibility, accountability, accountability partners, creative vision, belief systems, the power of belief, the power of thought, the power of partnership, the power of words, entrepreneurship, visionary leadership, creativity, consciousness, awareness, being the observer, service, innovation, finances, relationships, goal setting, and goal attainment, to name a few. On our show, we share concepts, principles, processes, and systems that work if you work them, that deliver good and great results. The show's mission, purpose, and intention is to discuss simple, basic, fundamental ways to help everyday people experience more fulfillment, satisfaction, enrichment, enjoyment, health, mental health, and overall peace, through utilizing your own latent resources that lie dormant within you. The show is spiritual, inspirational, and motivational, expressing powerful, energetic, enthusiastic content that anyone can take and apply to any area of their life to change their life for the better or to change their life for the best. On today's show, we have a great show lined up for you. We will have two special guests. Y'all are in for a treat. The first voice that you will hear will be Michelle Blood. Michelle Blood is a successful, multi-talented author, life coach, keynote speaker. In addition to creating musivation products and seminars worldwide, her public mystical success events have been held in over 16 countries. Her largest audience was 50,000 in Kuala Lumpur. And after many years of meditation, Michelle Blood had a kundalini awakening and transformed her consciousness. She now teaches others how to live a mystical experience and experience divine oneness, which is the true heart of true happiness, success, and purpose in one's life. For more information on how to contact Michelle, you can go to www.michelleblood.com, www.michelleblood.com. So that will be the next voice that you will hear. Also on today's show, we have Jaron Banks. He is a transformational coach, ordained minister, technology consultant, entrepreneur, storyteller, and dream traveler. He believes dreams can and will come true with the application of the right knowledge, personal commitment, and your own unique abilities. Jaron has designed his life where he's earning a living doing what he loves and is committed to helping individuals earn a living doing what they enjoy. He helps you stop delaying your dreams and reminds you to live your life on your own terms. Jaron has integrated his 25 years of mentoring and coaching individual clients and business teams into a proven success system. He is the proud owner of Jaron Keto Banks, Dream Power Academy, and Spiritual Athletics. These are his three companies where he has a huge goal of helping 1 billion.
And that was your first bio?
Yeah, that's a quote. Each of us should make the most of our lives. We should give life our best. Let us use our lives more wisely to chase our dreams and find our true purpose and be as happy and successful as possible. Period. End of quote. Malcolm X. Quote, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. Period. End of quote. Albert Einstein. From a guest to the wild, wild west, from not knowing how to dress, no success, no knowledge of my best, From nothing to something, then next my highest, assuming my airness. From too stressed to amazingly and perpetually blessed. I am the coldest thing out here. I don't think y'all know it, but I promise I am going to show it. I am the coldest thing out here. I don't think y'all know it. Almost like thought, I mean the wind. You can't see it, but sure can feel it. I am the coldest thing out here. I don't think y'all know it. Almost like snow, I mean an avalanche of abundance, but sure can feel it. I am the coldest thing out here. I don't think y'all know it. Almost like rain, I mean a hurricane. You rarely see it, but sure can feel it. I am the coldest thing out here. I don't think y'all know it. Almost like sleet, I mean a blizzard. You can see it and sure can feel it. Quote, if you can dream it, you can do it, period, end of quote, Walt Disney. Quote, a dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work, period, end of quote, four-star general Colin Powell. Quote, if one advances confidently in the direction of his or her dreams and endeavors to live the life which they have imagined, they will meet with success unexpected in common hours. Period, end of quote. Henry David Thoreau. Be the change that you want to see. Be an agent of change. Be an ambassador of change. First you will change you, then your world will change and everything in it.
You're live on the Sudden Eye Impact Show with your host Lee. I have something that's been, I've been feeling pretty strongly, so I'm going to say it, and I have a little melody to go behind it. And immediately following that, the next voice that you will hear will be Miss Michelle Blood. So my objective is to just impact at least one person. I feel like if I do that, then I've been successful. I'm going to really step out there on the limb on this. There's somebody that's been contemplating suicide. But I'm here to tell you that your life matters and that you are important, irregardless of what people have said to you and what people have done to you. Your energy is so important that if it was not, you would not have been permitted to even be here. So with that being said, I have a little melody. One, two, one, two, three. A, B, A, B to the C, rescue, rescue me. Now I'm going to my first guest, Miss Michelle Blood.
Hello, Lee.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, that's a very good message for someone. Each soul has worked very hard to get here, to have this experience. And just keep saying to yourself, this too shall pass. Because you are not alone, and I don't know who you are, but the divine lives through you, and I will definitely be seeing you happy and well, and whatever challenges that you've had, we'll just know that the divine can dissolve anything, can make any miracle happen. Hello?
Yes. So Michelle is going to either do a masterclass or just share what she has on her heart, what she feels. And what I would say to the audience is, you're in for a treat. This is a special, special gift that words really can't totally explain. So, Michelle, you have the floor to do a masterclass or share what's on your heart or what you've been studying, what's in your spirit.
Thank you, Lee. Well, what would you like me to talk about? You know I can talk about anything. Well, let's talk about the soul and your purpose on this planet. I think that's a perfect thing to talk about right now. This might sound a little bit mystical for some people, but just keep an open mind, please. Be open and receptive, because this is the truth for you. You are a mortal consciousness. You have been waiting a long time to be born into this physical body. You can call it your avatar, just like that movie, because you just keep changing bodies. But when you come here, you have the opportunity to have your consciousness become one with the divine. And the way to do that is to meditate, do affirmations, visualization. There's many, many different things that you can do. Now, I was a rock singer my entire life, and I had a near-fatal car accident way back in 1989, and it totally was the best thing that ever happened to me. So when we look at things that we can see that look to perceive at the time to be disastrous, when you have a look back, you can see, wow, that really did shift my consciousness. That transformed me. It sort of was my wake-up call to get on with my purpose in life. Because sometimes we don't realize that our purpose is to be awakened. It is to come home to your own divine consciousness. Now, as a singer-songwriter, I discovered affirmations while I was in the hospital from Think and Grow Rich book, Napoleon Hill. But they weren't working for me because I couldn't get them into my subconscious mind because I couldn't emotionalize them because I didn't believe it was true. Because the doctors said that I had too many injuries to ever be completely healed if I survived. So I was in the hospital for many, many months, many long operations. So when I came across Napoleon Hill speaking about how his little boy was born deaf and he would do this auto-suggestion, these affirmations into his little infant son's ears, where the ears were supposed to be every night, you can hear perfectly. You are absolutely so healthy and happy and robust. The little boy went on to be able to get 30% of his hearing, went to a perfect hearing school. Napoleon Hill wouldn't even teach him sign language because he said he's going to have his hearing back fully. To make a long story short, he did get it back. And so while I was in that hospital, I said to myself, I'm going to do the affirmations. So I did an affirmation. I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. But after 2 days of doing it, I didn't feel positive. I didn't believe it. That's why I couldn't emotionalize it. So, I had the most amazing Satori, most beautiful thing happened to me. As a singer-songwriter, and I've been writing and singing songs for my entire life. I was on television first time when I was only 5 years of age. So I started singing my affirmations. And I recorded them onto a little tape in the hospital and just listened to it over and over again. And I ended up getting perfect healing. I ended up going into the studio and I've recorded now over 400 affirmation songs. Even the great and wonderful Bob Proctor, because I did a seminar with him. Some promoters had me sing my affirmations at his event. And he didn't actually want me to sing because he said I've never had any need to have an entertainer. I could do this quite well on my own. Thank you very much. And they said, oh, no, we think you'll love her. And he did. He loved what it did to the audience. He said, this is 300 times faster. It's going to go into their subconscious mind because you can't get a jingle out of your head. And I said, well, you're preaching to the choir. Hello. So he did go on to record many, many songs with me, and we did Be Your Perfect Weight, Be a Magnet to Money, Action, New Paradigms. We did so many programs together, and I mean, I haven't worked with him for a long time now, but I'm always be grateful to Bob Proctor for getting me to, you know, start traveling. You know, he started sending me to all these different countries, and then I started meeting more and more people. But one of the things I found was the more my mind was impacted, state of mind was changing. I could start seeing opportunities and different situations that I could never see before. It was much, much more creative because when we start filling our consciousness with positive thought, well, what happens? And we start being of service to others, which is extremely important. When we begin to not complain and begin to be grateful for what we do have, miraculous things start to happen. It's like we feel our heart glowing. We begin to feel a love that we've never felt before because most people only think about what they don't want instead of thinking about what they do want, which is really important to know what you want and then to actually take take action and go for it, knowing that you're never alone. You've never alone. You can do this because you're never alone. You may have to do the work, may seem like you're doing the work on your own, but the minute you begin to make a decision that you're actually going to transform your consciousness, the right divine people, the right divine situations will come up. And because you're going to be raising your consciousness, or what's called your frequency, your vibration, then you begin to resonate with people, places, and things and experiences that resonate at that faster frequency. And then your life starts opening up. Things begin to happen. You want to do more for others. You don't want to complain anymore because you have gone beyond your doubting mind, because your doubting mind can be such a little bee sometimes. Knucklehead. I shouldn't call it anything more, seeing it's Sunday morning. But anyway, for some of you. So we've got to just laugh at ourselves when we start being judgmental, because whenever we are judgmental, we are making our, we're slowing down our vibration. And some people will say, oh, well, I've been using the law of attraction. I've been doing what these people say to do, and things still aren't changing in my consciousness. So let me explain why. When you think you're doing the work to shift your consciousness, and you think that you're really doing the affirmations and writing down your goals every day, and you still aren't having things happen, this is why. People do not understand this, and it's so important to understand. You are a diamond shining with power, which is love. You are shining with this awesome power that is the love of the divine, which is the creator, which is the creative side, which is everything. And you are sparkling and one with the ocean, the eternal God, whatever you choose to call that amazing, omniscient wisdom that created us, that omnipresent light that is always with us, that is us. And so what happens is every time we have an emotional situation occur, it could be, for example, you know, someone that you love left the body. You know, your pet died. Your husband and your wife left you, or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You lost the job that you wanted. Whatever your challenge is, you start feeling extremely emotional, and that is building up like sludge, like little bubbles of negativity around that perfect diamond. So you end up with all these emotions happening, and then you wonder why you end up with the same situation. Even if you move towns, you end up with the same sort of job you don't like, the same sort of romantic relationship that doesn't end up working out, because you're still taking that sludge with you. So you are recreating the same scenario, regardless of what you think you're doing to attempt to have change, for transformation. And so this doesn't make you a bad person at all. What has to happen is those lines of attention from the past have to be dissolved. They literally have to be dissolved, because once they're dissolved, you don't resonate with it anymore if it doesn't exist. And once you can start scrubbing, allowing the light, allowing the positivity to scrub that sludge off your beautiful shining diamond, you begin to feel God. You begin to feel that light, that truth of who you are. And then you will begin to truly see transformation happening. And this can happen so quickly if you can find an enlightened teacher who can transmit light to you. I found a beautiful enlightened teacher after many years of searching, and I meditated with her and learnt all of the different things about the mystical way of life. And I became, my Kundalini awakened. Now, what is Kundalini? Kundalini is this powerful, you can call it Shakti or energy, at the base of the spine that every human is born with. And it needs to come up what's called a Shushumna, like it's a hollow tube that's blocked with all that sludge. And what the Kundalini is, it's a vibration of the light. And once you start meditating on your heart chakra and your third eye, and you're really doing your best to go into the silence, well, then you start feeling the energy. You start feeling vibration in your body. You start feeling it coming up your spine, scrubbing you clean so that you can have your heart chakra activated and your other chakras so that you can begin to really, really go into higher and higher states of mind, higher and higher levels of deeper meditation until eventually you get into samadhi. Now, I meditated for many, many years before I met my teacher. But when I did, what happened was her transmitting that light, it made it so much easier. I started feeling tingling in my brain, and it was just the most amazing experiences. And then eventually, after a few years of really dedicated study and practice, my own Kundalini awakened. So now I transmit that light to other people and teach them meditation and the mystical way to success in life, because it is so important. I mean, it's absolutely vital that we live a life of absolute passion.
Something wrong?
I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. It just clicked out. It's so important that we live a life of passion, to do good, to be grateful, because it's just so amazing. So many people, you know, they may be practicing positive thinking. They may be doing many, many things. They may be even meditating a lot. And they may be finding themselves having more money, having more success in their life. Maybe they are even experiencing some spiritual phenomena. However, love is the strongest power force in the universe. You can travel and have all these different infinite planes of awareness and even merge with them. But if love is lacking, all of your life is going to remain flat. And I'm not talking about you having someone love you. I'm talking about the infinite love, the eternal love, where you just love. Because if love is lacking in your consciousness, your awareness will be dry. You will be empty. But if you love enough, you can do anything. And how do you begin to love enough? It's not wanting people to love you. No, it is being grateful. This is how you begin your practice every day, is being grateful. Be writing down what it is that you want and writing down what it is that you know that you can do to uplift other people. Every single day doing something to uplift other people. And every night before you go to sleep, just writing down what you're grateful for. It is so, so important to be grateful in your life. And then you can surrender to the vastness in the stillness. The infinite is beyond comprehension. The bliss is beyond anything you could ever imagine. And that your divine mission is actually to be in this moment. It's not the destination. It's the moment. It's not, you know, in the future. Yes, I'll project into the future. It is to be here right now. I mean, Star Wars said it perfectly. We've got to feel fear, but we've got to do it anyway. And like the Star Wars said, confronting fear is the Jedi's destiny. Isn't that cool? I love that. So when you confront fear, what does that mean? It means whenever you begin to complain, you've got to ask yourself, why am I complaining? This is just not the state of mind. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole of complaining. So if you can stop yourself from complaining, and it'll make such a difference, because it just is fear. It's fear because you're afraid of maybe doing something new, or you're afraid of losing something that you've got, or you're afraid of not getting something you want. It's projection. It's projection. It's all about things that will probably never, ever happen. So if it's something new that you're attempting to do, maybe you're a shy person. Maybe you can go out and start, you know, doing a podcast or doing a radio show like Lovely Lee's doing with his Sudden Eye Impact, which is absolutely amazing what he's doing. Do something that scares you a little bit, but it'll lift you up. You'll start vibrating very, very quickly. If you can get out there and think of things that you can do for others, it will truly change your life so much. And you can make not just your own life a better place, but you can make everybody's life a better place. But just never, ever lose awareness of your being. Your being is divine consciousness. It is wonderful. You know, do affirmations that make you feel good. Every day, in every divine right way, I am getting richer and richer. And if you're listening right now, why don't you repeat it after me? Every day, in every divine right way, I am becoming richer and richer. Richer in money. Richer in love. Richer in health. Richer in success. Richer in spirit. Richer in understanding. Richer in peace. And richer in laughter. Richer in all ways. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am so grateful. Repeat those things. Put music underneath it so it's a whole brain experience. The affirmations, the lyrics are the left side of the brain. The music underneath will then stimulate the right side of the brain, so you have a whole brain situation going on, stimulation, so that those new positive affirmations will go directly into your subconscious mind. Visualize. Visualize what you do want, not what you don't want. And today I'm actually going to gift all of you my newly released book, The Power of the Magic of Affirmations. And I'm going to give you links that will be in there to my most famous Magnet to Money affirmation song, I Am Energy song, so many of my favorite affirmation songs that millions of people have downloaded all over the world and have had a great impact on their consciousness. And also one of my favorites, which is magnetic creative visualization. You just lie down and you listen to my voice, you become very relaxed and you just listen. It allows you to start building that muscle, that imagination, so that because we are what we think. Everything we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. The Buddha said that 2,500 years ago. You know, I know it's becoming quite popular, the law of attraction, we are what we think. But for those of you that have been frustrated because you've been attempting to use affirmations and positive thinking and goal setting and it hasn't been working, it's because that sludge is around your beautiful diamond, because it is the divine consciousness. It is your higher self that manifests and creates in your life, that brings you to the right people, the right divine situations. And if that isn't free, it's sort of caged in all that gunk, well, it can't go before you and prepare the way, because the divine will work on, that is what is the creator that works on your positive thought. So the more you can clear up all that gunk around your beautiful diamond, the more that you will find good things happening in your life. You will find yourself becoming a happier person. People will want to be around you. They'll be like, oh my God, yes, I want to be around Fred. He's such a great person. I want to be around Wendy. You know, what a happy person. And maybe they weren't like that once upon a time. People say people can't change. That's BS. Everyone can change. Change is something that happens on this particular level all the time. But your true higher self, that truth that you are, never changes. It is always awake. It is always there for you. It will run to your side. It will be the blossom, the flower that blossoms. It'll blossom your bank accounts. It'll give you the opportunities and the right divine source. So I recommend that you go to themysticalexperience.com and see how you can become a member. There are members from all over the world, 26 countries, whose lives have been transformed greatly. And if you don't do that, at least get your free gifts. Who doesn't love free gifts? MichelleBlood.com, MichelleBlood, not two L's, MichelleBlood.com/sudden eye impact. Sudden eye impact. Because of Lee, you get this. So thank him very, very much. But please know that everything is possible for you. Even if you don't believe it right now, borrow my faith. Because I know that everything is possible for you, because everything has been possible for me and for so many people that I have met all over the world, the entire world. I've been to over 36 countries and spoken in so many different cultures. I have seen such change happen. I have seen people that have been in grief and depression come out of it. How do you get out of depression? Go and do something for somebody else. Do something. We've got to get away from thinking about me, 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 me. The only I you want to think of is the big I, like the sudden I impact, your divine I, your big S, your, not your little self, your big self, spirit. Impact that. Love that. Love others. Do whatever you can every day. Even if it's just something as simple as making your bed and making sure you wash up every day, do some exercise. What can I do today to make the local puppy happy? I don't care. Your pussy cats, your loved ones. What can you do? Send them funny animal videos. Whatever you can do to impact others will impact you. Why? Because we are all one. We are all on the same vibrational divine frequency, but some of us, it's just blocked. We've all gone through pain, and it's totally not necessary to go through that sort of pain because you can rise above it. You've got to work on your own, but you can't do it alone. And I think we have to speak to Lee now.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and continue perpetual blessings. You're live on the Sudden Impact Show with your guest host, Lee. I'm going to do something that I normally wouldn't do, and it starts with a quote. To put the world in order, we have to first put the nation in order. To put the nation in order, we have to put the family in order. To put the family in order, we have to put our hearts in order. Confucius. I wrote a letter to a young kid, and I'm going to read it. And ordinarily, I wouldn't do it, but the way it came out, I felt led and inspired to do it, so I'm going to do it. The letter states, "You are not what you think you are, but what you think you are." Somebody may say, "This idiot just said the exact same thing," but I beg to differ. You are not what you think one time, but what you habitually think over and over and over again you are. The good book says it this way, as a man thinks, so he is. The average person has about 70,000 thoughts per day and is only conscious of about 5% of those thoughts. So let me ask you a question, Nathan. What assignment are you given those thoughts you are conscious of? And the only reason I'm asking is because you have several thousand thoughts that are on autopilot. You are not what people say you are, but you are the mental work that you do or that you do not do. Quote, all that you are is the sum total of what you have thought, period, end of quote. Buddha. Man, Nate, thinking is huge, and you see the ramifications of thought everywhere and all around you. It's like the wind. You can't necessarily see it, but you can definitely feel it. You feel me? You will have to do an experiment and become your own observer and begin to challenge what you are thinking and believing and leave nothing to chance. You're going to have to challenge every thought, and I do mean every thought. If it ain't bearing fruit, you got to be like a landlord and kick that tenant out that ain't paying no dividends. They say the apple don't fall too far from the tree, and you can judge a tree by its fruit. This real, irregardless of how a person feels about it. No thought should be allowed to dwell in the household of your mind for free. Each thought has to produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, or 1,000 times more. You feeling me? I'm going in. Every activity follows your thinking patterns. If you have a non-productive thought pattern, soon to follow are non-productive activities. Activities that will produce no fruit. Then you will stay frustrated, busted, and disgusted. Please believe me. Nate, you will daily have to practice the power of intention. There is no accident. Everything happens on purpose. And you were the artist drawing on the canvas. And placed in your hands will be the exact results and outcomes you have thought and acted upon. This is no fluff, no joke. This is how it goes down. With no further ado, we are going to my guest, Jaren Banks.
Thank you, Dwight. So thank you again, everyone out there, for allowing me to come on and share my experiences, my heart, my feelings, and what I am choosing to do going forward in my life. So a few things I'll talk about first here today is, you know, we had the powerful and wonderful Michelle Blood was on earlier, and she shared a lot of beautiful things that you can use in your own life, examples. She also told us a great story, and she also talked about her work with Bob Proctor in the past. So I'll start with him. Bob Proctor is actually a mentor of mine as well. I'm actually a consultant within his company, which is PGI. So I have access to some of his programs and work with some of my clients through through some of his programs and work as well. So Bob Proctor, I would share, just to give honor to him, of some of the things that he's helped teach me. One of the things that he's taught me, or I've learned from him through his own example, is the power of repetition. Now, he has read the book Think and Grow Rich, which Michelle talked about a story out of that book earlier that Napoleon Hill shared in that book about his son not being able to hear when he was born. Bob Proctor has read that book every day for, I believe, over 40 years, maybe over 50 years now. And he is a pure example of what can happen when you just keep repeating the positive habits, the activities that are serving you, as Dwight just said, right? If somebody's not paying rent, you know, if an idea is not paying rent or not giving you dividends in your mind or your emotions, your physical body, your space, it's time to give that idea an eviction notice, right? So the good ideas and the powerful ideas that are bringing you blessings, that are helping you grow, that are increasing your life, your wealth, your relationships, these are the things that we want to repeat each day in and out. And so that goes back to some of the challenges that Michelle mentioned earlier, where people will get into the, you know, the law of attraction, and they'll start reading books and they'll start having positive thoughts. But almost every time I talk to someone, they'll tell me, well, yeah, I was trying that for a while and it didn't work. And they always say the two words that I hear from most people who are not having the success that they want to have. They'll say, well, yeah, I quit. Now, most people who are successful in whatever aspect of your life, they kept going regardless of the circumstances, of the challenges, of what people said, of what happened to them, of how many times they fell down and failed, they still got back up. So in this life, it's really one rule that I like to share with people. If you fall down 8 times, you get up 9 times. That equation means you win and you're successful every single time. Who cares what people think? Who cares how many times you've fallen off, you've had problems? Who cares how many times you've repeated the same issue and you're back there again? You just keep going, right? Because as was shared earlier, it's a powerful blessing just to be here on Earth, just to have this experience of being human. So today I'm just going to really freestyle and talk about a few things that have been on my mind and go to a few different areas. I'm going to read some scriptures from the Bible. I've been reading a lot from the Bible here recently. And one of the reasons I kind of got back into reading it every single day was I visited my mother and sister here recently. I'm in the Austin, Texas area in the United States, and I was able to go down to a city in Texas called Corpus Christi, where we went to the beach. So this is one of the beach areas in the state of Texas in the United States. So we spent some time there. And my mom shared with me some scriptures that she had been reading. And as many of you know, there's a lot of things going on around the world, and also a lot of those issues are you know, front and center right here in the United States. And my mom shared something with me when I was getting ready to travel back home, and she was sharing it with me and my sister. And she said, you know, she says, what we've been advised to do is very simple. And she was referring to instructions from Christ, Jesus Christ, from the Bible, or from the Christian viewpoint, let's say, of spirituality. And she said, there's two things that we were commanded to do. Follow my commandments. And the second thing was, treat your neighbor as yourself. And those words were powerful for people with their points of views, their stats, their statistics, their figures, their history, all these different things. But I realized a lot of people are trying to prove their point, right? They're trying to be right, or they're trying to make someone else wrong. Instead of looking at these higher standards of saying, who cares what someone else does to me? Who cares what the world says? I'm still going to treat other people as I would like to be treated. I mean, when you set that standard, there's not much else that needs to be argued or talked about. And so the reason I bring that up is because if you go back to what Dwight talked about at the very start, right, the message he gave to someone who may be thinking about ending their life or leaving here, right, or committing suicide, there's a lot of different ways to say that. And I think that's very important for us to have these discussions. A lot of times people don't want to talk about these things, but these are real thoughts that people have and feelings that come up. Well, a lot of times the reason why we have problems personally is because, just like when you're building a house, if that foundation is not set correctly, it doesn't matter how many rooms you put in there, if how elaborate the decorations are, if you have a jacuzzi in the bathtub and you have a glamorous kitchen and living room, and you have all these features in the house. If that foundation is off or cracked, that house eventually is going to come down, or there will be some type of damage to it because that initial foundation is not set. So today what I want to talk about is, how do I set my foundation? And this may be an example of how you can do that on a day-to-day basis. So in this, we'll also address some larger items, right? So Dwight mentioned, right, you start within yourself first, and then you start to move out to your family, to your community, to your world. So the biggest foundation for me, or the starting point that I use, and I relate this to what you're consuming, right, what you're eating, what are your nutrients? Well, this is not just physical food. I always start with, what is your spiritual food? So for me, I've been reading the Bible every morning for the past 2 weeks. So I'll share a few scriptures here to give exact relation to some of the things that Michelle talked about in the first half of the show. So this first scripture is Proverbs chapter 7, verse 14. Now, this is the King James Version of the Bible, so I know many people have different versions, and you can look this up. I think there's a great app called the Bible app, and you can see the many different versions and study the etymology of the words. And I always tell people to do that because there's power when you really go deeper into the meanings of the words. But listen to what this says here. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 14. I have peace offerings with me. This day I have paid my vows. Now, earlier, Michelle mentioned a great technique or a great habit is to start your day thinking about, what are you going to do to help other people? That scripture, to me, aligns right with that, right? We already come with peace offerings. We already come with gifts and beauty that we can share with others. How can we share that each day? And when you start to think that way, that automatically makes you a wealthy or an abundant person. You have things to give. The next scripture I'm going to read is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, what was the other comment that was talked about in the previous half of the show? What are you going to focus your thoughts on? This scripture aligns right with that. It says, think on these things at the very end of that. Right? Focus on what you're grateful for, the people you love in your life, the things that you would like to have, the things that you desire, the beautiful things in your past that you've experienced, how you can help people, how the world is a beautiful place, how grateful you are just to be here, right? And you just keep going with that. Now, the thing with gratitude is, and this is something that Dwight mentioned on a previous show, when you focus on gratitude and you're in a state of being grateful, you're actually producing dopamine in your body. Now, I'm not going to go deep into the science of creating dopamine and how all that works in the body, but if you go research what dopamine does, how it helps you, you can start to see that we have the power to actually create many of the things that we look to outside sources for, just by the habits and things that we change in our lives. So again, look at your spiritual food each day, your scriptures. It could be reading the Bible, the Quran, the Tao, the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads. That could be any other spiritual book that just awakening something eternal in you. And when I mean eternal, what I mean by that is thoughts that will go beyond any physical thing that you have and will carry on with you when you leave this earthly plane or this planet. So that could be meditation as well. We talked about that earlier. Eternal thoughts, eternal books. Now, that's your spiritual food. Now, the next thing that I do is I focus on my mental food. Now, here's a few things that I'll read based on that area. The conscious mind can accept or reject any idea. No person or circumstance can cause you to think about thoughts or ideas you do not choose. The thoughts you choose eventually determine the results in your life. Now, I equate that very closely to physical food because I think we're all very aware of, hey, the things that you eat impact your health and the way your body operates, the way you look. There's other things that come into play, you know, exercise and your own metabolism, your own history, and all those things. But the majority of health issues are related to what people are consuming. Most people are only talking about physical food. That is why I like to talk about all of these areas. So mental food, this gets into the place of what are you allowing into your conscious mind? And I believe I shared this on another show. Right, all of us usually live in some type of house, building. It could be a yurt, a teepee, a tent. There's always a threshold, right? Like even if you're in a tent and you're out camping, you close that off, right? When you get ready to go to sleep at night, maybe you don't want the bugs to come in. Maybe you don't want other animals to come in. You don't want other people to come in. You close that, you zip that door. When you go to bed at night, you lock your front door. I know when I was a teenager and I had my own room and my parents and my brothers and sisters were around, when I didn't want to be disturbed, I locked my door. So if someone wanted to come in, they had to knock first. That's the same way we can operate with ideas. So when ideas come to me from outside, this could be from a individual, this could be from a book, newspaper, or a smartphone, or the television, right? Tell-a-vision. These are ideas and visions that are being brought to you. Do those ideas and visions match up to what you want to create in your world, to what you want to see happen? That's why the spiritual food is so important, because it sets the standard. It sets the high agreements that you live by. So when certain ideas come to you, you're like, nope, I don't agree with that. That's not going to be a part of my life. Sorry, go to another door. Or someone comes to you complaining or talking about things, it's like, hey, I know you're having some challenges right now. This is what I say to friends and clients. I know you're having some challenges. Let's talk about a solution. Let's talk about what you can do to solve this challenge. But the complaining and the whining, that's not going to go on in my space. So see, you start to set the tone for how people are going to operate around you. You're not telling them what to do. You're telling them how you operate and how you would like other people to operate in your space. So that gets into your mental food. Then we go into emotional and feeling, what I call feeling food, right? Your feelings. Now, what's really important about the emotions is your mental food activates those emotions. It feeds into that. So your thoughts influence your feelings. Advertisers know this very well. If you go watch commercials or look at the way companies market to you now, what do? They try to emotionally get you connected or attached to. They don't just tell you about a car and tell you the features. They tell you how you're going to feel and who you're going to be and how your life's going to be if you buy that car, right? So you can use the same tactics and the same techniques on yourself, right? They use specific words to trigger a feeling. So how about you do the thing for yourself? You can advertise to yourself. Now, what does that look like? That's just what Michelle was talking about earlier. Affirmations, decrees, write out a life script, write out a script of how your life's going to be, right? Be the director, the producer, the actor, and the writer of your own movie. Most people are just being the actor, and they're not even playing the lead role. They're like one of those people who you see in a movie, and they're just in a side shot in the crowd. They're like, oh, there I am. I was in there for 5 seconds. I got in the movie. That's how a lot of people are operating in their own lives. Just on autopilot. And I always say, you're either building your dream or you're helping someone else build theirs. Now, someone asked me a couple weeks ago, they said, well, Jaron, are you building your own dream or are you helping someone else build theirs? I said, I'm doing both. Because my business is to help people build their dreams, which is my dream. And some of you may be working jobs, but that job may be helping you achieve your dream, which is taking care of your kids, going on vacations, buying a new house. But you're also helping the owners and the other employees live their dreams. So it's nothing wrong with help with doing both. That's what I really say we should do, right? We should help each other do both. But keep that in mind. That's a powerful question, because sometimes you'll get into a situation where you realize, oh, man, I didn't even think about myself. So when you look at this area, right, of creating this life script, this is something that I'm actually going through right now. So Dwight knows that I like to share exactly where I'm at or what I'm doing right now in the moment. I feel that's just more, it just brings more power and resonance to what I'm sharing with all the listeners on the show. So I'm actually going through writing out a very detailed life script, or in this program's called Life Book, and we're covering 12 different areas. So these are areas that I would encourage you to even write down now and start to think about, man, have I really thought about what I want or what my desires are in these areas? And I'll read these out right now. So the first area, which is really the foundation and it feeds everything else, is health and fitness, right? Because your health is your wealth. If you have $1 million, if you're a multimillionaire and you're sick, if you have a life debilitating disease, if you're having very serious health problems, the money may get you the best care, but it's no guarantee that you're going to be able to enjoy your life just because you have money. So health and fitness is really the core. So you can think about those areas. That's a very powerful area for many of us. Intellectual, right? Your intelligence, you're an intellectual. What you're going to do to feed and grow your knowledge, your mind. Emotional, How do you want to feel? Your emotional intelligence, being able to maintain your emotions, character, who you're going to be, how you're going to be, how you're going to operate in your world, spiritual, your spiritual goals and habits, love relationships. This could be your spouse, dating, girlfriends, boyfriends, your children, other people in the community, your animals, your plants, how you're going to have those love relationships. The next one is parenting, right? Me, I don't have any kids myself, but I have a goddaughter and I have a niece and nephew. So I think about them when it comes to parenting. How can I assist my brothers and how they parent? How can I assist other parents in the way that I present my work to help them with their children? Social. Career. Financial. Now, that's a big one, right? Your financial status now and what you want to build for the future for yourself, and also legacy. What do you want to leave behind? Quality of life. So this could be anything, you know, like for me, it's, hey, I go to the beach twice a year. I take a trip with my family. All of my children will have a choice of whether they go to college or they start their own business in the future. And I'll have the funds to manage all of that, right? Quality of life. And that all these kind of match up to these other areas. You can see how they build on each other. And then the last is life vision. What is the vision for my entire life? And all these areas flow into that. So I wanted to share that today because you can see simple some of the steps that I talked about, which really highlighted some areas that Michelle brought up. And then getting into the basics of life that many of us don't do because we weren't taught that in school. We're not, the television doesn't say, hey, make sure you're designing out your 12 areas in your life. Make sure you're focusing on what's best for you. No, they don't advertise that to you. They advertise what's best for them. So think about what serves you, as Dwight said earlier. What is going to bring you benefit? What's going to bring you dividends? And start to design out your life. And whenever you get a I can't, change that to a I can. Whenever you get a I won't, change that to a I will. And whenever you feel like I don't, say I do. And whenever you say I don't know, say I remember. This is what's going to allow you to start to change that trajectory. And we all go through this every day. I have challenges every single day that come up. And I have to remind myself that I'm in control of my life and I can choose my direction, even if that direction looks like there's no available pathway. Seek and you shall find is what the scripture said. I have proven that to myself over and over again through my own faith. I seek, and I always find. It doesn't always show up exactly when you want it to or in the same format that you thought, but the format always shows up better than whatever I thought. So thank you for allowing me to share today. If you have an interest in speaking to me personally, I have dream, I call them dream map sessions, where an individual will talk for about an hour to an hour and a half, and we'll basically design out an entire dream map. So we'll dive into a lot of these different areas that I just mentioned and some of these key areas in your life and create a dream map for you to allow you to understand where you are now and where you would like to go. That's a free session. That's what I've offered every time I come on to the listeners of the Sudden Eye Impact Show. And you can reach out to me at Jaron, J-A-R-O-N, at DreamPowerAcademy.com. Send me a personal message. Or if you just want to talk and share something else, I'm happy to speak with you as well. Dwight, thank you for allowing me to come on to the show and share my current experiences and what I'm feeling and going through in my own personal life. And thank you to all the listeners, and I'll pass it back to you.
Thank you, John. Powerful, powerful. Moving. You've witnessed, you've experienced, and you've heard the Sudden Eye Impact Show. My skills off the charts. You can't believe it. You're amused at the gift. You can't receive it. So obstruct and discombobulated, you can't allow it. Talent very immense, even I am, can't cut it. Too much love for my city, too much love for my city. You can call me Princeton Dinwiddie. Nah, I mean I got stroke like Spencer Dinwiddie. Too much love for my city, too much love for my city. Never had a penny skinny and far from gritty. So much love for my city, so much love for my city. I'm imagining it. I'm imagining it, because through vibratory affinity, molecularly, energetically, magnetically, emotionally, I am beyond a celebrity.
Discover the power of positivity. Identify your gifts. Then plan and execute your passion. And ultimately, thrive exponentially in life and most importantly in business. On Sudden Eye Impact with your host, Lee.